This is not exciting, but I think I have a cold.
Oh.
I like avoided so many sicknesses that were roaring through my house. Like everyone lost their voice. I was like kind of smug about how I wasn't getting sick. And then, yeah, last night I could feel it creeping into my body. And then all night long I had like a lumpy sore throat.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's okay. I mean, it's, you know, could be worse, but I tested negative for COVID. So I think I just have a cold.
Okay.
So look on the bright side. Just a cold.
Just a cold.
But I'm pounding the wellness formula advanced immune support capsules. I have friends who swear by these things, and I used to take the liquid version of this, but now I'm trying these things to try to like get it out of me. Well, I mean, also my family is going away for my kids' spring break next week, and so I would really like to be like healthy to enjoy that experience and also to be able to go. Yeah, I did have a moment of like, oh shit, if I have COVID, like I can't travel. I mean, not like the CDC says we can, but I don't feel, I don't know.
Yes. Well, hand, foot, and mouth was running rampant through my son's preschool. And we're supposed to go, I mean, by the time this airs, we will have gone, but as we're recording this, we're supposed to go on this like glamping trip. And he's been talking about it for weeks. Like he's so excited. And I was just like, oh my God, if he gets hand, foot, and mouth and we can't go, it's going to be like the worst thing of his life. So
that would suck, but he's doing okay.
He's fine. He does not seem to have gotten hand, foot, and mouth.
Okay, good.
Thank God.
Thank God. Do we care about the Kate Middleton photo scandal?
I mean, I feel like by the time this airs, will people still care about it? I don't know.
I hope it's over by then.
I mean, I'm just sort of fascinated by it from like a PR case study perspective.
Interesting. And I'm fascinated by it as a like the state of the internet and social media and conspiracy theory perspective.
Well, what I think is interesting about this situation in particular is that right when the photo came out, like a lot of people on social media were immediately like, this looks Photoshopped. And they were sort of shouted down by other people being like, you know, how dare you? Like, this is don't spread conspiracy theories, you know, all this stuff. And then lo and behold, the photo had been like majorly manipulated. And you saw a lot of people have to kind of be like, whoops, like, yep, you were right about that. So I think from like a PR case study perspective is like, now people are, it's like, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. And if there's not a fire, then like, show us that there's not a fire. Like the fact that they never released the unedited photo
is fishy,
is weird. Because again, why not do that? And maybe they're saying like, well, that would just be like pandering to the internet mob, or, you know, she didn't like how her hair looked in the unedited, you know, whatever. But it's like, you're causing more problems now because there's no real answers. People are going to assume the worst. And you don't have to be like so transparent about everything, but like, surely you have learned the art of giving people enough information that they go away. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to satisfy people on some level. Because otherwise, the conspiracy theories are going to just like run rampant.
I thought it was also interesting, and maybe they didn't see any other way around it, and maybe this was her idea, but the fact that they had Kate take the fall, like,
yes,
just be like, it was me photoshopping, so sorry.
Except she didn't even say that. She didn't even say she photoshopped that particular photo. She just said, I like to play around with photo editing.
To keep listening to more of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/forever35.